This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can take control of the airwaves tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Vincent.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then a little bit more about social isolation when it comes to so-called social media. Maybe you want to call in with your experience. You're welcome to do that. But first, we go to Robert. He's in Philadelphia. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
So I was having a debate with my stepbrother on minimum wage. I was advocating that minimum wage should be zero, and he was saying without government regulations, businesses would collude with one another and pay everyone a low amount. He was citing Japan, but that's what they do in Japan. They all collude and keep all the workers at low rates. How do you feel about this? What's the validity of it?
I mean, yeah, it's absurd. I mean, it ignores not only history but human nature.
One thing about Japan is from what I hear, you know, they talk about youth unemployment, and it's because all the baby boomers or the salarymen, there's like a conspiracy or something. They all collude to keep younger people out of the market because Japan, they have a very different work ethic and culture than we have in the U.S. They save most of their money, right? While most people have like negative savings here,
And so, the average American cannot cut a $500 check.
Yeah, and in Japan, they save a lot of their money, and they have a deflation issue because of it. So that's one thing about Japan is, yeah, the baby boomers, they prevent the younger people from getting jobs there.
Well, and also, so let's look at the claim. The claim is that the companies are going to collude. They're going to create a cartel, basically, to keep wages low. That's the claim. And it's based on nothing but fear and paranoia. The reality is, in an open marketplace, which you would have a more open marketplace without a minimum wage because you don't have to, you know, follow that government rule. That would likely suggest that there are other government rules that wouldn't be in place. So, you know, in a free market where anyone is free to start a business without having to ask government permission, then cartels can be easily broken by an outsider. But also, cartels can be broken by people inside the cartel as well. So if somebody wants to get the best workers, one of the ways they do that is by paying more than the other companies. So if you want to have workers that are showing up on time, if you want to have workers that are clean, if you want to have workers that aren't drunk on the job, you know, there's all kinds of things that a bad employee can bring to a business that can make it not even worth having your doors open. You want to pay a little bit more. You want to provide better working conditions. I mean, this is part of the reason why working conditions have improved. Now, another part of the reason is because of strikes and workers, unionizing before the times when the government gave unions special privileges. But, if workers got together and said, hey, you know, we want to have air conditioning, or we want to have a 40-hour work week, or we want to have whatever it is that they want, then in a lot of cases, if they were good workers, they got what they wanted. Because as long as you're free to take your labor somewhere else, if you're not a slave laborer, as long as you're free to walk out the door and go across the street or across town to a competitor, then the business owner better heed your warnings. They better heed your demands. They better give something up or they're going to lose you if you're a good worker. So, I mean, the fact is that that's just based on pure paranoia. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And beyond that, you can look at the evidence today to show that, well, if that were true, then why aren't the corporations colluding to keep the pay levels at $7 and what is the minimum wage right now, $7.50 or something like that?
It's like average, yeah.
Why? Well, it's not the average. That's the minimum wage.
It varies from state, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, but there's a federal minimum. So, yeah, some states have a higher minimum wage, so like California or some of the more lefty.
And workers are leaving, those areas, like
of course.
San Francisco.
Well, companies are leaving too.
Oh yeah.
So whole corporations will walk away from that. Workers generally like having a higher minimum wage because they aren't economically with it enough to really understand the consequences of the minimum wage, which of course usually means that prices go up or quality goes down, or jobs get cut. So there's all kinds of ways that businesses deal with having the minimum wage. But so basically it's just nonsense, because right now the average earner in any given household is making more than minimum wage. So that's all you have to look at to see that this theory is bunk, because if there was any truth to it whatsoever, then every job would be $7.50, and that's not true. Robert?
Yes, still here. Yeah, that was awesome.
All right, man. Anything else you want to share?
I'll add to the social media thing. I was probably 18 when I first started using MySpace.
Wow.
So,
okay.
And I'm 32 now, so it's been a long time.
Oh, okay. So you've been on for a long time. Well, what's your experience been?
With Facebook, I just debate with people all day.
And what good does that really do? I mean, does that actually make you feel good?
Sometimes. I'm in a libertarian group, and we're actually like strategizing about how we debate with people on Facebook, trying to win over people by winning. Yeah.
Does it actually work? Do you actually get converts on Facebook?
I think we're looking more for an audience of other people looking at a debate, not the person that we're actually debating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's generally true, right? If you're debating somebody, they're going to dig into their position, and they're going to fire their, you know, lob bombs, verbal bombs over at you. You're going to lob yours back at them, and then, you know.
Sophistry and everything.
Maybe.
It's awful. It's one of the reasons I left Facebook, because of that.
Well, maybe you'll convince somebody who's watching. But how do you ever know? I mean, does anybody ever say, hey, Robert, I just wanted to say thanks. You convinced me today in that debate you had with that a-hole. I'm now a libertarian. Does that ever happen?
No, it has never happened.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, you know, I can't blame libertarians for doing that, because really, what else do you have to do? I mean, you live in Philadelphia. There's really no, I mean, there's some libertarians down there, but, you know, Derek J. Freeman moved up here to New Hampshire. He was one of the best activists. And, I mean, there's still some good activists down there, but, you know, what else? I mean, libertarians, I've complained, like, I wish libertarians would call Free Talk Live and talk about all the cool stuff they're doing. But I'm sorry, I mean, it's not personal or anything. I've done my share of debating online, but debating online doesn't count as, like, cool libertarian activism. It's just something.
Oh, we're doing other stuff. We just met with Ken Wade, who's going to be running for governor for Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We're trying to run someone for City Council of Philadelphia. We're trying to, you know, diligently take over the government to leave everyone alone.
How's that working?
Pretty good. We're going to be running Matt Ballstar in 2019.
How'd the last gubernatorial campaign go in Pennsylvania?
Not well, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's generally the truth for libertarians all across the country. And you know, good for you for getting out there and doing more than just Facebook. I am glad to hear that, you know, that you're doing something. I mean, it's the equivalent of banging your head up against a wall, but ultimately it is something else, and maybe running those candidates can help persuade people to get involved and learn about the ideas of liberty. I mean, that's how I found libertarianism, was through the Harry Brown campaign for president in the year 2000. So, I mean, I think that the libertarian campaigns, while they're not the most particularly effective thing to do, they are something to do, and libertarians in most places don't know really what else they can do. So that is something, and I, you know, I give you kudos for that one. Hey, Robert, thanks for your call tonight here, man. I appreciate it. Now, if you actually want to win as a liberty-minded person, you should move to New Hampshire, where, of course, there are thousands of libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving anarchists who are converging on this one geographic area. Many of them have already won election as Republicans and Democrats. We now have the very first libertarian state representative here in, like, two decades. That's Caleb Dyer, who is a very young man. He's like 20 or 21 years old. He was elected as a Republican, but he's changed his party. He's always been a liberty-minded person. He's now officially a libertarian. And, you know, we're actually seeing bad legislation get stopped here. We're actually seeing good legislation move forward. So instead of just trying to slam your head against the brick wall and try to get somebody past 3% in an election, which, you know, it's very rare that a libertarian campaign will crack 3%. You can actually win in New Hampshire. You can come to a place where libertarians are called the greatest threat, the single greatest threat to the state. That's what Cynthia Chase, one of the state representatives here in Keene, said about Free Staters in 2012. And she's right. There is no single greater threat to the state besides the liberty movement here. Nobody says that about libertarians anywhere else. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Solark EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, Free Talk Live here. You can join us on on the radio, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? Well, you need cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. And then you need to go to saveitpurse.com. You go to saveitpurse.com and you can save 25% easily. I mean, surprisingly easily. I thought it was going to take longer than it did, but it's actually, like, usually for me, it's no more than a day, typically. If I put an item at 25%, I could set it for less. I could do 20 or 15 or, you know, some number in between. I can go lower, but why? If I can save 25%, I'm gonna. And saveitpurse.com allows you to do that. But again, you have to have Bitcoin or some other form of cryptocurrency. Saveitpurse is an amazing site. I've been using it for more than 2 years. I've done more than 80 transactions there. I've saved more than $1,600. That's money that I can do other things with now, thanks to saveitpurse.com. In fact, I did put something on there the other night. I was just experimenting. I tried something for 30%. I didn't think I was going to get it because it gives you like a little estimate of how likely it is that your item's going to get ordered. So I put this on there last night, 30%. I got no bites yet. So I'm going to probably lower that one to like 25% because I've been getting 25% pretty consistently. So you can change your order anytime you want to. So I'm going in there right now. I'm dropping it to 25%, and we'll see how that goes.
Maybe it's because everyone's waiting for the drop with Bitcoin, you know.
The drop? What do you mean?
Well, you know, some people say there's an inevitable drop once it gets this high.
Oh, right, because it's at a record high.
Yeah,
it passed the price of gold. People are saying, oh, it's, of course, it's another bubble. Is it going to pop, and at what point will it pop? I see what you're saying. Who knows? You know, you never know what the market conditions are going to look like, but I'll bet you I'll get this at 25%. If not, I'll drop it to 20%. Either way, I'm going to save big time on the item, as long as I'm willing to be patient. But if you're impatient, you can still save big, or you can save some. You can save 5% at Purse Instant anytime you want, and then you don't have to wait at all. And you get to use the bonus of the Prime shipping if you use Purse Instant. So if you're in a hurry to get something, saveitpurse.com is also the way to go.
So if I don't have Prime and I go to Prime, saveitpurse.com, I could get a 5% discount.
And Prime shipping.
And Prime shipping.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's guaranteed the 5%, or do I have to wait?
Guaranteed.
Oh,
right,
it's guaranteed.
Then.
Yeah. I
no way.
That. Is that new? I never knew.
No, it's not new.
Oh, wow. You should have mentioned
it's
that
a,
earlier.
It's,
wow.
It's a killer app. I mean, this is the killer, in one of my opinion, besides Darknet Markets, this is the killer app for Bitcoin. So anyway, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Before we go back to your calls, Vincent, you were saying something there during the break that I thought we ought to talk about on the air because it ties into this discussion about Facebook and some of the downsides of so-called social media and how kind of antisocial it can be for a lot of people who feel depressed looking at the lives of other people that are sort of glamorized, maybe falsely. They're only putting the good things on, for instance. Might make people feel bad. And there was a study that was done, according to the BBC's Newsbeat, report suggests that using social media for 2 hours or more per day doubles the chances of that person experiencing social isolation. And you had said that libertarians arguing on Facebook actually makes libertarians look bad. Like, you don't think it's a good thing.
No, and I don't. One of the reasons why I left Facebook was because I was so sick of it, right? And with, like, take Twitter for a particular instance, right? What intelligent thing could you possibly say in 140 characters, right? It doesn't allow you to have evidence. It doesn't allow you to have, yeah, not much at all. And so I just see, you know, think people go and it's just the sophistry on there.
And what is sophistry? What does that mean?
It's like you present something that from how I understand it, the vernacular of it is, you say something that sounds smart, right? It sounds intricate, or it's
sophisticated.
Sophisticated. So it sounds like that, but it's just total BS. It's a non-argument, right? And I see these things, and people, you know, libertarians look like know-it-alls and everything, and it just looks terrible. It just looks absolutely awful. You don't understand someone's tone through typing. And, you know, compared to, obviously, if I could call someone and talk to them about something, I would do it rather than a message in most cases. And it's just, it's yeah, and all, I think there's an issue of sophistry in person, right, during libertarian debates or even sometimes on Free Talk Live and things. And
sophistry, according to Google, is the use of fallacious arguments, especially with the intention of deceiving.
Okay, all right, I think that was roughly what I said.
But maybe it's, you know, even further what you're saying, where you're acting sophisticated in your argument.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, so if someone, let's say someone puts up a statistic or whatever, and they explain it and things, and then someone just replies, oh yeah, well that's debunked, because correlation doesn't imply causation, and they don't say anything else. And I see this all the time, and it's like, okay, yeah, it doesn't, but why? Could you please explain it? Or they just post a link to a study, they don't explain it, they post a meme or something, and it's awful. And, you know, I'm going to get a name drop, because this is something I do a lot on Off Air Live. Anarchy Ball is worse. These meme pages and Twitter accounts, it's awful, because, you know, I get into arguments with some of these people or discussions, and they're like, oh, you're projecting, or, oh, you know, you have no idea what you're talking about. They post a meme or whatever, and it's like they, yeah, it's anyone could post a picture of something funny that says taxation is theft, or who's going to build the roads, but to actually back up your argument, to not sound like a jerk, to
it's so hard to have a meaningful conversation on these platforms that you're talking about, these social media platforms, because if you make an argument or respond to a point someone has made, and even if you've done a good job in responding and you've taken time to hammer out a thoughtful response that's not rude or doesn't have an insult or whatever, the person will just ignore it, and then they'll go ahead and make some other comment.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just so it, you know, you're just talking past the other person. And I think that you pointed out that you believe that this actually hurts libertarians,
yeah,
some of this. And I think that's an interesting thing to say, because if you think about it, there are so many libertarians and others, but libertarians was what we're talking about here. So many libertarians arguing on Facebook or other social media platforms. Where are the results, okay?
Yeah.
You can argue and say, well, I'm arguing for the people reading it, right? Which, again, yeah, you're not going to convince the person you're debating with, likely, so maybe you will convince the people reading it, but where are the results? Where are the libertarians getting greater vote totals? Is, you know, if we argue harder on Facebook, does that mean that libertarians are going to get elected?
No.
No, it's not happening.
And from a PR standpoint, and this is something I that bugs me a lot is, you know, like, there's a lot of sophisticated ideas in, like, you know, liberty and libertarianism and such, Austrian economics, and what some libertarians come off as a know-it-all, right? They say, oh, I'm so enlightened because I realize we don't need the state, or the state doesn't exist. And it just comes off to people as saying, oh, wow, this person, you know, is arrogant. This person is, you know, they talk down to others.
Yep.
They call people sheep and things like that.
I've had people accuse me of that, and I don't think of myself as superior to anyone else. I don't think of myself as enlightened, but I get accused of that all the time. You know, oh, you're being condescending. Well, I don't intend to condescend.
Well, you're also the host of the show, too, so... You know,
well, sorry. I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying, but just in general, I mean, that's a comment about me, but that's not my intention ever. I mean, I like to think that I can empathize with people because I was once, you know, like them. And that's the statement that sounds condescending, right? Like, and it's a classic sales technique of, well, I was once, you know, I believed this at one time, and then I found this, and then I realized this conclusion.
Instead of me just complaining, you know, instead of saying something like, oh, here's how I'm going to teach you, child, it should be, okay, well, here's how I came to these conclusions. Hopefully you can, too.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. And this is Free Talk Live. You can also join us on Skype. At Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Vincent. We're coming up.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us right here. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We do have Skype, by the way. You can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. And bring up what you want as we go to the phones to the fun. We talk to Greg in Brooklyn. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. I always enjoy listening to your show.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's, by the way, it's not just Facebook. I call into the show probably for a few years now. I don't know. Have I ever convinced you of anything with my argument?
No, definitely not.
You serious? I think I've convinced Ian of one thing, that private property requires force to be.
No, you didn't convince me of that. I mean, obviously, you have to be able to defend your property in order for it to not be taken by people who believe that they have some sort of right to it. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you there.
Sure.
But you didn't convince me of that.
Sure.
We just already agreed on it. But yeah,
well,
I get your point. You're referring to the conversation we just had about arguments on Facebook and how pointless they can be. But we do know that at least here on the radio, we have brought people to the ideas of liberty. Like, we've gotten that feedback. We've had people contact us and say, thank you for sharing these ideas. I'd never thought about that before. Or we'll also find people who already agree with us who will say things like, well, I always thought that way, but I never knew anyone else did. And so they'll feel like they've sort of found a home with Free Talk Live. So unlike arguing on Facebook, I would say that arguing on the radio might be a little bit more effective.
I think it's really effective, but I think it's one-sided. I mean, you guys tell everyone what you think, and people who already agree with you find great arguments. I think that's very useful, by the way, especially if you already agree in it. I think it's pointless what I'm doing. If my goal was to convince you, I mean, you guys are radio hosts. You can't on air agree with the opposing point of view and suddenly.
Well, actually, that's not true at all. I mean, we have actually over time, changed our minds about things. I mean, maybe not in that moment. Although I bet there are some examples of that happening. I know for a fact Mark Edge has definitely changed his perspective on issues. He's a regular host of the show. He's been off the air for a couple months, but he'll be back at some point. I mean, when he started doing Free Talk Live, he was like, you know, kind of like a conservative guy. He believed in the war on drugs and supported the war in Iraq. And, you know, like he's completely changed his mind about a lot of issues based on the people who talk to him on the air. So it is possible. But you're right, Greg. One of the rules of talk radio is the talk show host is never supposed to change their viewpoint. And we break those rules on Free Talk Live. We're human beings. And
I like that.
We can be wrong. I mean, we have broken all the talk show rules, basically, on this program, one of which is you're not supposed to have callers on more than 2 minutes at a time. We break that one all the time.
Sorry, I know that sure. I have limited time. You know, sometimes I call in and I try to make a cogent argument, but there's only so much I can say before, you guys have to go to commercial. So
yeah, but you are usually on. You're interesting to talk to, so you're usually on for a segment, or sometimes we've had you on for more than a segment. One of the standard talk show rules is no more than 2 minutes at a time. Like, program directors listen to their hosts, and if their hosts go longer than 2 minutes, they get chewed out. I mean, that happens in this business. So I recently had, just on the Free Talk Live AMP forum, somebody was complaining that we let Ralph or James go on, the regular callers of this show, that we let them go on too long, but other people like to hear those callers. So it's what I judge by is, am I interested? Because if I'm not interested, then, I'm not going to keep it going. So you're interested. Go ahead, Greg.
Right. I like that. Well, I was going to call in and talk about supply-side libertarianism versus demand-side libertarianism. And I kind of wanted to coin this on the air. I think I came up with it myself.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what does that mean?
So basically, I am a libertarian just like you, except I have a mirror image of you, whereas you say, I trust, if there's no taxes, I trust the supply, the people to put in their money for worthy causes. I say, if there's no, if there's a basic income, I trust people to work. And you may say, I don't think people will work if they can just do whatever they want.
But the evidence is against that. I mean, the evidence is.
Well, the evidence is against the taxes thing also.
No, it's not. The evidence is that people give lots of money to charities. So even
lots of money.
Despite the fact that they're billions of dollars, despite the fact that they are already taxed and could use the excuse of, well, I already pay taxes, so I don't need to pay for charity. Plenty of people around the globe, in the United States and around the world, give billions of dollars every year to charities because they want to help others. So
yes, and plenty of people work for open source, and plenty of people do work for free, and plenty of people do that not because for the money, for the profit motive, but because they want autonomy, mastery, and purpose. This is something that Dan Pink wrote a book on.
Sure, but that doesn't have anything to do with what you were just talking about. You were talking about giving people a welfare check. And we've definitely seen that when you give people a handout, when you give them a welfare check, while you may be right and a small percentage of them will, dutifully go to work for free, dedicate themselves to some sort of task, as you're talking about with like open source, there's plenty of people who are going to smoke some crack. And
that's fine. And there should be liberty. I'm talking about real liberty, but I'm talking about the mirror image of your liberty.
It might be fine with you, Greg, that somebody's using your money to smoke crack, but a lot of other people might be offended by that.
How would they use my money to smoke crack? I'm talking about a single-payer system where they have access to free health care. How are they going to use that to smoke crack.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it's fine when I said that they would use the money to smoke crack. Didn't you say that?
He's not talking about universal basic income.
That's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay. I thought he said
Well, hold on.
No.
I just want to make it clear. I used to be talking about universal basic income, but you guys, and many people maybe push back on that. I say, listen, forget universal basic income. I'm talking about single payer for everything that people need, that everyone needs, like healthcare, food, just the basic level. So you can't use that free healthcare to buy crack. How are you going to do that?
Well, you can. You'd be surprised. I mean, the people who get food stamps, for instance, they can sell their benefits at a fraction of the value, get cash for those benefits.
Okay, so if you go hungry to buy crack, that's your choice. You should be able to do that.
They won't go hungry.
One could argue that it's also subsidizing it, because the money that they wouldn't need to buy food, that they need to buy food that they get from a government, they would buy crack.
Well, everyone needs to buy food. So the first $100, they're going to use their food stamps. If they have too much money, they should be able to do whatever they want with that money.
Well, I'm glad you have that that attitude. That's very nice of you. And if you're giving people money that's your money, then you can let them do whatever they want to do with it if that's what you want. But other people are very concerned with how people use their handouts from the government because they don't want to see it wasted. If you're going to help somebody, the idea is that they should be able to learn a skill or help themselves, pull themselves up out of their situation, the poverty that they might be in. And if all they're doing is smoking crack and drinking wine all the time, or smoking cigarettes constantly, then, you know, that's not going to help pull them out of the situation that they're in, and it's not going to make them a productive member
of the
economy.
So what? That's not a liberty mindset. You're not supposed to tell them what's better for them. You're supposed to let them live their life however they want.
No, liberty... Right. You let somebody live their life how they want as long as they're supporting it on their own. You're talking about stealing money from people and then redistributing it to people and then letting them do what they want.
But you're always talking about coercing people with the threat of eviction from their house, not paying the rent, to work for nameless corporations that don't care about them.
I didn't say go work for a nameless corporation. If you want to get a job at a corporation, that's your business. But I haven't worked for a corporation for years.
But otherwise, you have to work for someone or you die.
You don't have to work for someone. You can work for yourself. You can have customers who buy your product or service.
You have to work or you die. You have to work or you die.
Yeah, being productive is an important part of why we are the way we are, why you have the luxuries that you have, why you have the time to enjoy the luxuries that you have, because productivity has given us the leisure ability that we have. I mean, we have a tremendous amount of leisure time. Look at all the people arguing on Facebook. I mean, they've got all kinds of time to do things that they want to do, and they spend it on Facebook. That's their choice. They should be free to make
those
choices.
So this is what I called in to say. This is what I called in to say. What you guys say about the supply side, I say about the demand side. I want those people to be free. I want every person to be free. It's just in different ways.
Save your money and start handing it away to those people, and then stand by as they smoke crack. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If it's your money, you can give it to whoever you want and feel great about it. I don't feel good about people wasting my money.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We might have enough time for you if you're on the line at 855. 453 855 450 3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype into the show here at LRN.FM. That's our username there. You do need to send a contact request first, and then once you do that, we'll approve it as soon as we notice, and then you'll be good to go to call on Skype from that point forward. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian
and Vincent.
Right back into your calls and thoughts we go. It's Libertarian Banker on the line, listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Libertarian Banker, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to agree with you guys and Greg that arguing on Facebook, it certainly is a waste of time.
But yeah, man, at least in real life, you can you know, sort of hold someone's feet to the fire if they're ignoring something. You'd be like, hey, can you answer this question? They don't ever do that on Facebook.
Exactly. But, man, it is entertaining scrolling through those comments and just seeing people go back and forth wasting their time on Facebook. So I do.
Well, let's be clear. I mean, if you're entertained by it, cool. I mean, everybody needs to have a hobby. And if whether your hobby is watching a movie or playing a video game or arguing on Facebook, I'm not trying to come down on anybody because that's how they spend their time. I'm just saying if you want to be effective and do something more effective with your time, there are other ways to spend it, like moving to New Hampshire and getting active.
And having a conversation with somebody, I think, is the best way to do that, to persuade somebody, whether it's the person listening or whether it's the person that you're talking to. Never having an argument with them, that never works. But that being said, I did call in because I wanted to disagree with Greg on a couple points that he brought up.
Sure.
Greg is confused. I brought this up last time. He claims to be a libertarian.
Yeah, no.
But then goes on to support the universal basic income and free health care. So the two do not compute.
Right.
That do not compute. And when you take a government program like the universal basic income and universal health care, you mess with the supply and the demand side, whatever he was talking about. There are unintended consequences to that. Everybody learns about the supply and demand curve in economics. And when you fix the price of something or you enter something into the equation, there are unintended consequences. Either to the price, either there are people left out of the market, there are things that happen that you just cannot see and nobody can foresee. And the only people that can make decisions like that are not bureaucrats or Greg's, ideas. It's millions or thousands of people making a decision in an economy.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to bring up that point there.
Yep, absolutely true. And, you know, when Greg claims that he's a libertarian, he's just essentially muddling the idea of libertarianism, because libertarianism is a very simple concept. It says you don't support or advocate the use of force or the threat of force to achieve political or social goals. And his basic income idea or his universal health care idea is the use of force. If somebody out there says, I don't consent, not interested in that program, and then they're forced into it, then you're not a libertarian. I mean, just by definition.
And again, you go back to it. Who makes the decision on how much they get? And when prices go up, who makes the decision on how much it increases? I mean, nobody can make these decisions all in some central location. Centralized planning never works. It never has. There's always been bubbles. Or, like I said, unintended consequences,
mm-hmm.
or anything that just is unforeseen in the economy. And, you know, nobody can foresee these things. And the only way you can account for that, and the most peaceful way, and the most moral way to deal with it is to let people interact peacefully with each other in a free economy.
Thank you for the call today, Libertarian Banker. I appreciate it. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. Elliot is in Wichita, listening online via TuneIn. Go ahead, Elliot.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about the subject of dating. I've actually been dating a gal for a few months now, and it's kind of interesting because, normally the guy is taller than the girl, but in this case, she's taller than me. I'm 5'11", and she's 6'6".
Oh, wow. That's a big girl.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's really tall, and I obviously when we go out, people can be rude, people can make some comments, and I was just wondering, do you think it's bad to have a girlfriend taller, I guess, or...
No, of course not.
Where does that notion come that the girl has to be shorter than the guy,
I don't think it's a notion as much as it is the way things are. Typically, the average height of a woman is shorter than the average height of a man. So it's just common that the woman is going to be shorter than the man. That's just life. Obviously, there are outliers and there are unusual cases, and it sounds like she's one of them. I mean, who cares what other people think? Is she attractive to you?
Yeah, she is, yeah.
Then that's all that, that's all that matters. Do you get along with her?
I do, yeah.
Okay, well,
right
then,
now we do.
things can change. Things can change in the future, that's for sure. Whatever it is that you're into, man, I don't let other people rain on your parade. If you've got a good thing going, then if they're making fun of you, then they're just jealous. They don't know what you've got, or maybe they do know what you have, and they're absolutely jealous of it.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much, man.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, it seems like that seems obvious to me, but I mean, maybe there is a lot of derision out there. Maybe people get made fun of for this kind of thing. It sounds like some people have made fun of him for it, and that's just sad.
Well, on the internet, there's something called a giantess fetish, where men, for some reason, are turned on by big women or being crushed by giant women.
Okay.
That's probably not what these people are just making
I've seen videos of people being crushed in a lot of ways, that, or at least a man being crushed, a man's parts being crushed, which was very... scary. But, people are into a lot of weird stuff out there.
Maybe that's the joke. I don't know.
But I don't deride anybody for it. Hey, it's not my thing, but whatever it is that you're into, cool. As long as it's consensual, as long as everybody is okay, everybody's consenting, and there's, to me, no issue with that. Let's continue here. Sarah in New Mexico, somebody who doesn't know much about relationships. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah. Which is also cool. If you want to be asexual, hey, man, whatever. Go ahead, Sarah. I know it's usually not a choice, but you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, anyways, we have this park and ride at our train station, but it just got so overcrowded. They're going to build another park and ride that's a number 150 cars. So this is the North Valley station. So yeah, a lot of people are using that rail runner. They park the car and they take a train down into their job downtown Albuquerque. So, you know, the environmentalist movement is really picking up.
So you're saying this is an evidence of success, this, you know, the fact that they're building another park and ride, evidence that people care about the environment, that they're using ride sharing or they're using buses and things like that?
Well, the rail runner is a double-decker train that goes all the way from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, and it goes down like 50 miles south even, Dillon.
You do love a good choo-choo.
Well, the thing about it is they spot it. They say that it's just a waste of money, but everybody's writing it enough to...
Well, if that's true, then that's good. Because a lot of government bus systems, nobody rides them. It's very, very rare that they're busy. Frequently, there's only a handful of people riding it. It's just a total...
weirdos.
Oh, well, there's that. But it's also a total waste of money because you've got this huge bus driving around only with a handful of people in it. That's a pretty wasteful thing to have happen. So if your bus system or your train or whatever it is actually like bristling with people, then you might actually get some sort of some kind of economic benefit out of it. I'm not gonna buy into the idea that you're gonna save the environment with this, but it is economically beneficial to ride share. It is economically beneficial to go somewhere with a group of people to reduce the cost, and that makes sense.
Yeah, so they're going to have make the crosswalk. They have to cross the street to get to the other side. They're going to make it pedestrian safe.
Yeah, usually that's true. Good streets.
Yeah, they're going to have cameras in the parking lot, so there's no auto theft. So this is going to be really catered to people that.
Cameras in the parking lot don't prevent auto theft. I just want to let you know, just because there's a camera there, it might prevent some of it. But a determined thief will just put a hoodie on or something like that, and they'll do things under the cloak of darkness, etc. Hey, thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I'm not against buses. I have no objection to a bus. I have an objection to a government-run bus system because, again, here we are with government forcing their idea of a good business down everybody's throat. Whether you ride that bus or not, you're paying for it. And that essentially makes it a subsidized operation. If buses are a good idea, let them operate in the marketplace. Let them sink or swim based on what people are willing to, you know, to pay for. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
And Vincent.
See you online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Check out more Vincent over on his show at offtheairlive.com, which he does every Saturday night with Cody O'Connor on LRN.FM.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.